Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Crowder was yapping down the hallway, so I had to yell to him, Crowder, come on, the segment's starting. Adam Beasley's on hold, so he ran in here, and then he did a spin move on me. And then right before we went on, he looked at me and he goes, whew, I'm winded now. Don't come to me early.
let me recover. That first down was tough. I'm ready for punt return. I can't play second and third.
Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. He has waited patiently with us this hour as we have been ridiculous and wasted his time in the process. Sorry, Bees.
Yeah. You guys want to bump me again? That's cool.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. We got sidetracked with nonsense. So now let's get serious. Let's talk Dolphins.
This is the serious part of the show, talking about the 2019 Miami Dolphins.
You literally, I believe, if I'm thinking about this, certainly in the first 2 hours and 43 minutes right now, but I would imagine throughout the entire 4 hours will be the most and only serious segment of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of pressure.
You actually teach people stuff.
Yes, you do. Adam Beasley, Miami Herald. Now, does the win Sunday, Dolphins win last Sunday over the Jets, does that affect the Dolphins' plans in your estimation, or was there was no real expectation of going winless?
Well, correct. I mean, maybe in Las Vegas, but in that building, not only was there no expectation, but there's an enormous sigh of relief that it's not going to happen now. They did not want to be on that short list of god-awful football teams. And we all know the names, the Bucks in the 70s, the Lions in the aughts, and the Browns in the teens, the only three teams in the modern era to go winless, and the last two were the only ones to go 0-16. The Dolphins did not want to join that list. They wanted to do everything they could to stay off that list. Now, they're going to say they want to win every game the rest of the way, but I think they would be not okay, but resigned to the fact that 1-15 is all right if they get Tua and their plans all come together, so long as they didn't go winless. But yeah, I mean, there's not like, you know, they're gonna bench Fitzpatrick now that they got their only win and they're all right rolling with Rosen. They're still going to go out and try to win on Sundays. But they can't afford another win, guys. I mean, this is like we kid, but if they really want that number one pick, which has to be, on some level, has to be a priority now because the playoffs have long been a pipe dream and all that, the rest of the league is terrible. I mean, this might be the most bottom-heavy we've seen the NFL in a generation. There are teams that I don't think it's ever been a one-win team has never not gotten the number one pick. It could happen this year. There could be a bunch of teams with one or even zero wins, which Cincinnati won't be the only zero-win team. So their margin for error is really small now, and they've got to go out and give it their best shot on Sunday not to beat the Colts.
And, Bees, I never wish for an injury or a guy to get suspended for sure, but with how they played now, Preston Williams started to look real good on the one-on-one matchups. He's out for the season. Then Mark Walton gets suspended 4 games. Those were gifts and curses, right? Those were both of them.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I feel like the tank guys kind of smiled down on them a little bit because the botched two-point conversion, that should have been a win right there. The engage eight all out blitz, that should have been a much closer game if not a win there. So there have been opportunities along the way for the Dolphins to muck up their plans to get the number one pick, and someone aside from last Sunday has always been looking out for them. And maybe those karma guys are like, oh no, you won a game, Dolphins, we gotta throw some good juju your way and take out your best player for the season and sideline your starting running back for a month. It's crazy. I mean, every time they've needed a break to tank, they've gotten that break aside from last Sunday. So their passing game, it's crazy. I think Preston Williams had more, like 13 or 14 more targets this year than Jakeem Grant and Albert Wilson have gotten combined. Right. So obviously those two guys' usage is going to go way up this weekend. But he's a big part of their offense, and I don't want to be the guy that's raining on the parade here. And you know, a lot of players come back from ACLs, and I'm sure he'll have a fine career. but there's a cautionary tale about thinking, oh, he'll be ready for next season. Cordray Tankersley today has been shut down for the year. 12 months after suffering his ACL, he was just never right and ready to be on this roster. So we think Preston Williams will be all right for the start of next season, but there's no guarantees. So that would be one pretty bad hangover if that happens.
Yeah, it's a bummer for him, man. Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. On the other side, just speaking of injuries, any news on Jacoby Brissett, if he'll play Sunday?
We talked to Frank Reich today, and he said day-to-day, but it sounds like they're going to try to give him a go. Although Brian Hoyer was pretty good, right? He's not the reason they lost on Sunday. Vinatieri couldn't make a makeable field goal, which is crazy. I mean, if it was any other kicker, right, he'd be gone. The season he's had, I think he's cost them two games now this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's his worst season ever, right?
Yeah, if he were, you know, Jason Sanders or insert name here, he would have been long gone. But the fact that he's a future Hall of Famer, they're being deferential to him. Make those kicks on Sunday, Adam. We need you. Dolphins Tankers need you to make those kicks on Sunday.
So,
we can't afford another.
You think Jacoby Brissett's going to play, though, Sunday?
Yeah, that's. I mean, my sense, just from what I read in Indianapolis and what Reich told us today, I mean, he's not going to be the mobile guy, presumably, that we've seen. He's really good, though, right? I haven't seen a ton of Colts football, but just looking at his numbers and the way that he's led that team, it's crazy, guys. I'm writing about it later in this week. The Colts are essentially have the same salary cap space and financial outlay payroll as the Dolphins. Like, they're not spending money on their players. They're just so good at drafting guys that they build a complete roster without having to spend any money in free agency. The Dolphins could learn something from that. So that's a good football team, and I would presume that if Brissett can go, they'll be good. But if Hoyer has to be the quarterback, they'll be good as well. He looked just fine on Sunday.
And I want to ask you about the coordinators, Bees. With knowing, we know Flores has a red shirt year. We know that he's not going to get fired. They understand the organizational plan. What about the coordinators? What about O'Shea and Patrick Graham? Are they trying to prove that they should stay here for the rebuild? Like, are they on that same? Do they have that same pass that we're giving Flores?
I would say this: unless we see a bunch of more just boneheaded ideas, like, you know, sending an all-out blitz on 3rd and 20 at midfield, they should be safe. I mean, we haven't – I stop if I'm wrong, but I feel like this team's made real progress on both sides of the football, even though maybe the stats haven't caught up to it. But the line seems to be blocking better. Certainly, they've got better quarterback play. The defense is hanging in there. They've got – guys, I mean, I went through the locker room today, and let alone faces, I didn't know names half the guys in their defensive backfield right now. They're picking up a guy every other day who's going to play DB for them on Sunday, and it's nuts. But they're hanging in there. They're doing okay. If Rashad Jones can't play on Sunday, there's like maybe one in Bobby McCain, I guess Eric Rowe, if you want to say two legitimate NFL players on the team, on the field, and they're still doing all right. I mean, they're not a good defense by any stretch of the imagination, but the fact that they're hanging in there with the personnel they've got, I feel like you have to give those guys a pass. Now, I guess the only reason you would make a move on the offensive side is if Flores has seen enough from O'Shea, he does not feel like he can trust the next quarterback with him, like, because, I mean, they wanted to develop Rosen, that didn't happen. If the Dolphins feel like, oh, man, maybe O'Shea isn't the guy to lead Tua or Herbert or Burrow, whoever it is they draft, that might be a reason to make a move. But aside from that, basically every coach on that staff, I give a pass this year, because how do you know they're doing a good or a bad job? They're just so talent deficient. The fact that they're even competitive in these games, I think, is a huge testament to the job they've done.
You watch the TV show The Office?
Of course.
Robert California, is that James Spader's best role ever?
Oh, God. Wasn't he in some just awesome 80s movies?
Yes.
Though? Was he in Better Off Dead? He wasn't in Better Off Dead.
He was it. Today is the day, 1987, today Less Than Zero was released. I don't know if you ever saw Less Than Zero, but...
That was on my list, no.
Oh, my goodness. Such a great movie, and he played a great character in that. But, like, Pretty in Pink, he played the popular high school kid that was picking on everybody. Sex, Lies, and Videotape. You're probably too young to have.
Yeah, he's like a great villain. Like, he's a great 80s villain.
Robert California, like, though, is a great television character.
Oh, yeah, no, everyone thought that the show would take a hit when Steve Carell left,
right,
and it wasn't the same, but it wasn't terrible either. I mean, he made that, for a few seasons, made that a really good show.
So you've never seen Less Than Zero?
I'll put it on the Netflix list.
Put it on the list. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And what about Hollywood Shuffle? You ever seen that with Robert Townsend?
Is that a game show?
Hollywood Shuffle, I'm telling you, it's an 80s comedy. Robert Townsend, John Witherspoon, the late John Witherspoon. You will love that movie. Put it on the list.
All right, it's on.
Put it on the list. All right, so Adam Beasley, you've got two assignments. Watch Less Than Zero and Hollywood Shuffle, and everybody else has an assignment. Read his work at Miami Herald, miamiherald.com.
Text me when you get off the air because there's no way I'll remember those names.
All right, I'm going to text you right now as Crowder's going to talk about stuff, and I'm gonna occupy my time by texting you. Thank you, Bees.
That's the way good shows run, actually.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Which is which really makes no sense for our show. Thank you, Beasley. See you, buddy.
Later.
Adam Beasley there from the Miami Herald.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.